Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are so happy that you have welcomed us into your home. We would certainly love to hear from you, so send your email or a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today we have back with us Allison Centofante. She is a pro-life advocate, a public speaker, and the Vice President of Communications at Americans United for Life. Allison is here to share what inspired her to get involved in the pro-life movement work and to discuss the future of the pro-life movement in a post-Roe world. You can go to her website, aul.org. It was delightful to have Allison with us yesterday. It was kind of like rapid speed, all the stuff, and I know we have a lot to cover today, especially with our new president being inaugurated on the 47th president, and what will Trump bring to the pro-life movement. What about J.D. Vance? What is the work that's involved?
You're going to ask Allison those questions?
I am. She's going to have all those answers.
She will.
She will.
Yeah, I just sit here and I'm thankful. You know, sometimes we work for EWTN, we're doing what we're doing, but we really don't feel like, you know, we liked EWTN before we were working here, right? I'm so grateful for EWTN bringing somebody like her.
Yes.
Who's doing that?
Nobody.
She touched on like every.
Well, she has been on Tucker. She's been on some of the shows, but not where
lesser
she's
shows. Okay.
Lesser. Well, not that she's getting to tell her story and really what's going on with
Americans
United.
She's got time. She's got
you know
an hour here to talk to her, just for the sake of the people, to equip God's people for the work of the ministry. Whether you're Catholic, Protestant, you may be Muslim, you may be Jewish, you may be whatever, but what she's saying is universal truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's written upon our hearts.
Right.
And that the major religions say they believe, which is the fundamental right to human existence and life. And for us to be our brother's keeper. And that's what she's sharing about. It's just wonderful. So,
well, we know that there is a diabolical plan to destroy life. And EWTN is about building up life, marriage, and family. Yeah. So that's why you want to keep it on EWTN.
And we'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we're excited to have, again, Allison Centofante. She's a pro-life advocate, a public speaker, and she's the Vice President of Communications at Americans United for Life. Allison is here to share what inspired her to get involved in the pro-life work, and then also to discuss the future. I think this is really important for all of us. The future of the pro-life movement in a post-Roe world. You can go out to the website, aul.org. And I'd also like to say that if you're tuning in today and you're a man or a woman and maybe you've had an abortion in your past, and this is pro-life month in January and you're watching EWTN and there's gonna be a lot that you're gonna see, maybe it's triggering something inside of you and you're thinking, you know what, maybe it's time to heal. Maybe it's time to get some help. Go to optionline.org, put in your zip code, or you can go to miscarriage hurts. Maybe you've lost a pregnancy, not by abortion, and you're just hurting. And so we want you to know that there's help out there, there's hope out there, and above all, there's healing. And we all want to be the best version of ourselves. So Allison, for our family who's just tuning in and maybe didn't catch you yesterday, recap quickly what Americans United for Life does and what you do there. And then also tell our family what you think is going to happen with this new administration, with President Trump and the pro-life movement.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And what you just said was so beautiful. I think it really encapsulates the heart of the movement and my heart in the movement. So many of those I work with, it's just to save lives, help women. Abortion, hurts women. It ends the life of a child. And so we're dedicated to ending abortion and making sure women know of all the resources around them when they're in these vulnerable situations. I've had three children. It's not easy. You need support. And we have walked in alongside women who just needed one person to say, I'll do this with you, for them to choose life. And so Americans United for Life is a legal organization, and we are making sure that every state right now has the most impactful pro-life law possible. That's gonna look different in Alabama or Texas than California and New York, but there are common sense pieces of legislation we can promote across the country to make sure that women are safe, even in a pro-choice state. Mm-hmm. Things like an ultrasound law, a waiting law, these things that protect them, parental consent, parental notification, all of these things. So we are a legal group dedicated to ending abortion. We've been a part of every Supreme Court case involving abortion. Our attorneys are brilliant that I get to work with, and we're just trying to create a culture of life where we can create innovative new ways to support women and children far into the future. And right now, this week, we're looking at a future Trump administration. So there's lots of opportunities there, too.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Because what you were sharing about statewide, it being have some limits on things as best as possible. This reminds me of when it was Roe versus Wade, because we tried to do that at the federal level. I know there are things we can do, but not in these areas. It's up to each state. So now we're saying again what we said years back in the movement, and we started doing that with Alabama, with Roe versus Wade. How about parental consent? How about a 24-hour waiting period? How about, we were doing that on the Fed, and they would hear those cases and say that could be upheld. Now that's gonna happen in the state. Now some of these states have passed like constitutional amendments that it's kind of like you can't question anything about parental consent. So how would you do that in those states? Maybe other states haven't passed an amendment like that and you can do it. So how does that work its way out?
Yeah, so everyone should be aware of what's going on in their states. They can go to AUL.org and look at their state policy. We just released our 2024 state policy list. We actually ranked our top pro-life states all the way down to the most pro-choice, where New Jersey, Vermont are. So go ahead and look, find out what's going on in your state, and there will be opportunities to either push for a constitutional amendment, or still, even in a pro-abortion state, get involved in your pregnancy resource center, be a sidewalk advocate. There is a place for everyone in the movement. But yes, we are at a place in a post-Roe world where states are now considering abortion. But I mentioned this yesterday, and I do think it's important that we want to work towards a future where all lives are protected. Every single child created by God is made in the image of God. That's an irrepeatable person. That's an irreplaceable person with purpose. And so that is lost in an abortion, and a woman lives with that for the rest of her life. And we just want to come alongside women and say, look, don't do what so many have done and regretted. We will stand alongside you. Maybe that's creating a custom adoption plan with a group like Lifeline, who does that right here in Alabama and across the country. Maybe that's just making sure you can get out of a bad domestic violence situation. We have attorneys who can help you do that. We have amazing homes that can take care of you. There's so much out there, thanks to the great work of those in the movement who invest in it with prayer and finances. So that's really the heart behind this, is work in the states as much as you can while we continue to make the point that abortion is a federal issue. You know, the Supreme Court said that it was okay, and now they've said it's back to the states, but we want to protect all children.
Yeah.
Well, and even in some states, if a college student gets pregnant, and we're thinking, okay, I have to have an abortion because I can't continue my education. Well, there are colleges that are saying, well, you stay in school, there'll be a dorm for you, there'll be a way for you to go. And so, and that's happening here in our state, in the state of Alabama, with Auburn and the University of Alabama. But we do, we need to change the way we seeing how this is supposed to go, because it's changing. We need to make adoption more affordable. We don't need to think I can't come up with an adoption plan because that's a mortgage. You know, it's so expensive. And it's like, no, well, let's make it more affordable so that women who are in unplanned pregnancies would be able to come up with an adoption plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a list of initiatives that we're going after at AUL.org. I don't have time to go through them all, but those sort of things you mentioned, innovative solutions like a child tax credit to help as you have more children, that there's incentive to have children. We want to look at incentives to get married. We want to, right now, the world tells a woman in a crisis, in a vulnerable situation, you have to have an abortion. That is what she's hearing. And we need to make sure that we are changing the tide of culture, mm-hmm. that instead of a young man saying, well, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. I'll support, you know, whatever mm-hmm. you decide, which mm-hmm. we know is code for go get an abortion, I'll support that. Mm-hmm. That we as a society say, absolutely no way. Why would you ever do that? We've got hundreds of thousands of people that are ready to walk with you, ready to adopt that child. And so that's what we're working on in a big, big way right now.
So tell us reasons for hope with this current administration. I believe the last administration, in my view, is the most pro-abortion administration mm-hmm. in the history of our nation.
Absolutely.
And some people are very happy about Donald Trump and what he's putting together. Others are like, well, you know, we got some questions about where he really stands mm-hmm. on pro-life, how far sure. he would go. So what are the hopeful things regarding this administration?
Sure.
Possibly, what could we do?
Absolutely. Well, yes. So Donald Trump did a lot for the life movement in his first term in getting Supreme Court justices in office, which has changed the game. Obviously, that helped overturn Roe v. Wade. But since then, he has said some things where any pro-lifer who's paying attention goes, well, how do you really feel about this issue? I'm encouraged that I know there are good people around him, believers, who know this issue inside and out and will be trying to change the tide on some of these. But right now, what we're fighting for is we are encouraging the Trump administration and HHS, potentially RFK Jr., to do a common sense thing, and that is to fix what happened, what the abortion industry did during COVID, which was this. During COVID, the abortion industry got rid of all common sense safety regulations around the abortion pill. Mm-hmm. Oh man, it was too dangerous to meet in person. So now we can mail these abortion pills to women. They lobbied the FDA, the abortion industry lobbied the FDA to get rid of an in-person visit that would have counseled with the woman, at least checked for gestational age. How far along are you? The pill is only available up to 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're 14 weeks. They got rid of that in-person visit that would have checked your blood pressure, would have checked that you didn't have an ectopic pregnancy, that this baby has not implanted in the fallopian tube that risks your life. They got rid of that because they made money during COVID by mailing the abortion pill. They also got rid of follow-up care. So as we hear stories like out of Georgia, we've heard of women that are dying after taking the abortion pill. Who checked on them mm-hmm. after they got that pill? No one. Who saw them in person? No one. That is the reality of the abortion industry right now in this country. And so Americans United for Life has joined with other premier pro-life organizations to say, look, you must reinstate these common sense safety measures. They're called technically REMS, risk evaluation mitigation strategies, that are put around dangerous drugs back on the abortion pill. So we're working right now, and we would encourage everyone to go on our website at AUL.org and sign the petition if you agree that women should be safe in this country, not be dying. So no matter whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, you can partner together with us to make sure that these common sense regulations are around the pill. Of course, we don't want any child to die. We don't want any woman to take the pill. But if she does, we want her to be safe and cared for. That's our ultimate goal.
Well, you know, we're hearing on the front lines that girls don't want to take the pill because they're afraid they're going to get arrested. We're hearing from clients who got the pill online from India mm-hmm. just in case, and they're you know, stocking their medicine cabinets. Yeah. And these drugs, they don't know what's in these drugs. There's no FDA mm-hmm. regulation on them at all. Mm-hmm. And then we also know that there's a 300% increase of women who are going into the ERs with complications from taking the abortion pill.
Absolutely.
So there is no follow-up care because mm-hmm. they're having to go out of state, and it was all they could do to get out of state to get there and do what they needed to do.
You know.
So this is not women's health care.
No.
This is not women's health care. And
no.
if you're a woman and you have a heartbeat, you need to think, maybe this isn't the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no follow-up. The only thing that's driving it is money and mm-hmm. greed.
Yeah, and if everyone should know that if you have Wi-Fi, if you have access to the internet, your daughter, your niece, your sister, they have access to order the abortion pill mm-hmm. right now.
Right.
And I'm not going to share the website because I don't want
right.
to.
Right.
But it's there. It's that easy. And it's awful that that's the place where we're at, that it's actually you know, so available. I call it the proliferation mm-hmm. of the pill. The abortion industry has moved online, and so it's important for us to know that as women, as mothers, that that's what we're up against, and to fight back. Make sure your daughters, your friends know just what the pill does. It ends nutrition to that child, forces labor. You will deliver a dead child alone at home. And women have talked about this, mm-hmm. that have been through it, how scary it was to not know how much blood loss is normal, how much pain is normal, no doctor to call. So they go to the hospital. Hopefully their lives are saved. But no woman should be afraid of prosecution mm-hmm. in this country. Yeah. It's very important to point out that all legislation right. in the states that restricts abortion places the penalty on the abortionist, mm-hmm. rightfully so. The penalty is on the abortionist who knows what he's doing, who knows that he's ending the life of the child. That woman is a victim in the sense that she could be coerced, she could be forced. Now we're seeing women be drugged mm-hmm. privately. Yeah. And the life of their child being taken. Yeah. And so that is a fear that the other side has put out there for girls, that they wouldn't be in mm-hmm. trouble. And it's important to say no. Mm-hmm. Now, will the fear maybe slow them down to talk to someone like you at a pregnancy center? Mm-hmm. I hope so. Mm-hmm. And we could save that life. But the penalty rests on the abortionist.
We only have about 2 minutes before mm-hmm. the break. But what is possible? What is AUL doing and the Trump administration, what you think, and the whole area of protection of pro-life centers mm. and also pro-life, nonviolent pro-life activists that are sitting in prison?
That's wonderful.
Numerous friends Great of mine. Point. What's happening with that? What could happen?
Great point. So we just went through a crazy 4 years of rallies and activism and violence. And interestingly enough, the Biden DOJ chose to really clamp down on pro-life parents and grandparents yeah. who went and prayed outside an abortion clinic. They're in jail right now. And yeah. so, yes, there is work within the movement yeah. to say, look, we need to look at really what it's called the FACE Act is being used for. These people were praying to save lives. They didn't hurt anybody. They are nonviolent. That is one aspect yeah. of it. And then protecting pregnancy centers is really our heart at AUL as well. We've partnered with Heartbeat International, CareNet, and Lifeline to create an advocacy hub so that pregnancy center staff and workers and other Americans can come alongside the pregnancy centers and directly contact their legislator yeah. immediately, personally, customized. So you can find that on our website
and
too.
It's so critical because I know in the pro-life movement, I was part of the rescue movement and mm-hmm. sitting in and so on. And the way that was undone was the FACE bill and RICO lawsuits. So the whole idea is to tie people up with lawsuits mm. in the movement, pro-life centers, everything else, and just kind of bankrupt them and so on. But you say AUL is stepping in to be an advocate and help to protect and defend these centers and nonviolent, peaceful, prayerful protest.
Well, and there's groups out there like Sidewalk Advocates for Life who mm. are doing a wonderful yeah. job and making sure that you know the law, that you're not blocking the yeah. entrance, mm-hmm. that you're all well within your rights and within your limits to be where you are. So you shouldn't fear that if you're involved in a yeah. group that's making you aware of those legalities.
We're going to take a break at this point and hold you over for the final
Thanks.
Segment. Plenty more to come. Hope you're being well informed and that one way or another you join the pro-life movement. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, before we wrap up this show in its final, I want Allison just share with our family anything that's really on your heart, any T that needs to be crossed, any I that needs to be dotted for our family out there.
Well, thank you. I would say if there is something, a question that you find to be really hard as a pro-life person, I just want to encourage people to dig into that. I will be honest, when I joined the pro-life movement, I thought, oh man, the issue of rape, abortion, the case of rape, that made me really uncomfortable. I leaned into it. I did research. I found people like Ryan Bomberger who were conceived in rape. And he's amazing, amazing father, amazing organization, just as human as you and I. And it started changing my ability to understand how to talk maybe about that issue, or maybe it's life of the mother and you're scared about what happens in those situations. go on websites like the American Association of Pro-Life OBGYNs and watch what they're doing. How do you care for both mother and child in high-risk pregnancies? So I just want to encourage people. Usually there's like a sticking point. Go and find that answer so that you can become an expert in even your own area of weakness. And I'd also say, continue to work in this fight. Sign up for the emails of your pregnancy center, of organizations that are doing the work. Join us by investing in prayer. Invest in a campaign you believe in and hold us to it. Say, what's going on with that? I'm investing in it. Because there's so much great work happening out there. We're looking at our leaders, Donald Trump, potentially RFK Jr. and others, to do the right thing. They need to hear from us that we, in part, maybe a part of the reason they became president yet again. Right. And so they shouldn't feel like their job is done. Lives are being lost every single day to abortion. This stays incredibly urgent. This stays the greatest human rights abuse of our time for these innocent lives, and they need a voice. Just be that voice for them in your family, in your community, and join us what we're doing nationally as well.
Excellent.
Allison, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And welcome again to the EWTN family. You're a great advocate on behalf of life, and I know that you are a blessed wife and mother first and foremost.
I'll tell David. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So pray that this has been a very meaningful time for you. And I'd like to close with a prayer that I've written some time back, and it really has to do with the whole pro-life movement and seeking the face of Jesus Christ in every person. As Allison said, when she was being kind of verbally attacked and assaulted, she said, I saw this woman was hurt. This woman was post-abortive, and I could see that in her eyes and in her face. Heavenly Father, I embrace your grace today so that I might not think of another, speak to another, or touch another without first looking for your face in the other. I ask all this through Jesus Christ, God incarnate, God with skin, God made poor, God with a face, from the very moment of conception towards the end of life, to the end of life, sacred, a human being. And if you look more closely, you see Jesus Christ, the face of Christ there. As you do it unto the least, you do it unto me. And maybe we've done some things that are horrific, but don't even look at yourself directly, but through the face of Christ. Receive the mercy, grace, and forgiveness of God, and he will make you an eloquent spokesperson on behalf of life. Keep it on EWTN. God bless you and all of your loved ones. Bye now.